What's good? What's good? We are back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much more. Today, I'm going to react to Rob Parker going in on JJ Redick for making excuses for LeBron James. But before we do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Me and my team will never be link up. They're gonna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender to tend to the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, no they're waiting for that tropical twist. That'll kick your taste buds. Now taste up. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
That's right. Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of dizzle premium luxury liqueur, just go to dizzlebrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And scroll below that. If you're located in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas, we have actual store locations where you can buy your Dizzle. And you got the Dizzle hats, Dizzle hoodies, t-shirts, and more. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on store, or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. All right, so let's get into this. I forgot the name of this podcaster, but I like his podcast. He definitely gets down to the nitty-gritty. And this is basically Rob Parker going in on JJ Redick and whatnot.
This is Charleston, and welcome you guys to another episode of the Dreamers Pro Show.
That's right, Dreamers
Pro. We cover everything from sports, hot topics, classic debates, entertainment, and what we give you guys a fresh perspective on things and how we see them. And in today's video, we're most likely going to go off, so you want to stick around for this one. So please make sure you go ahead and like the video and subscribe to the channel. Now, what was the big news that just dropped in the NBA just the other day? The news was Charles Barkley just signed an extension, I think it was with Turner Sports, for reportedly $100 to $200 million, right? He's getting an extension for his new deal. And we said one of the reasons that everybody loves Charles Barkley, beyond the fact that he's funny, he can make fun of himself, his southern accent, all of these different things, I think the number one reason people enjoy listening to Charles Barkley is because of his authenticity.
Facts.
And his willingness to call it exactly like he sees
I
it.
Agree,
and it 100%. Seems to me there's some people really struggle with this thing. Now, JJ Redick, when he initially got into sports media, I really liked him. We even did a show about a year ago talking about how excited we were to have his perspective on things. But as time went on, I quickly realized that JJ Redick is just somebody up there defending players, current and former players. That's really it. He's not really going to take a hard position because he doesn't want to, offend any of his contemporaries or, people that he used to play with.
Might
and once I understood
that
this guy's not really going to push a hard line and say what he really thinks, then I just knew that, okay, you know what, then you're not really telling us what you think because you're there to cover for players. And I think most people have they understand this at this point, right? So we understand that's his angle about sports. Now, recently, in fact, just yesterday on ESPN First Take, he was reacting to what happened with the Lakers, and he basically said something that absolutely triggered some people in the NBA community, but also some people in the sports media community in terms of journalists. And one of those people is Rob Parker, and he absolutely went off on JJ Redick. So for those of you who missed what Rob Parker had to say about what JJ Redick's comments, what we're going to do is play what JJ Redick actually said, and then we're going to play what Rob Parker had to say in response to that. So take a listen to that right now, and then we're going to come back and react to that. So take a listen to that.
I look at the Lakers season that we should treat this season as a celebration of LeBron's individual greatness, because he will at some point hopefully pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and become the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. And that should be what this season is about. Because spending all day, every day, talking about their deficiencies,
no,
that's not great. We know who this team is. They since they won the championship, they got in the play-in game the following season, and they didn't even make the play-in game the next season. This team has a lot of deficiencies, and this season should be about
LeBron. Is this on? This is the reason, Chris, that my blood boils with former athletes taking over and being analysts. Some of them are very good when they're talking about the game because they've played it. But talk about tone deaf and missing the mark on the worst take. You hear me? Not the first take. The worst take on day one of the NBA season. J.J. Redick, you're Meshuggah. You're crazy. How dare you tell fans that they should just care about LeBron and him passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and that's what the season should be about. He sounds like a guy who's never bought tickets, who's never rooted for a team. It's about winning, Chris. It always is. If LeBron gets the record during the season, we'll give him his due and his day. JJ, what do you think this is, a circus? Just look at the animals. That's all you're coming to watch. Don't worry about the final score. Really? JJ, why don't you quit that job since you don't want to critique the games and you don't want to criticize the Lakers? Ooh. Give up your job and go to the Lakers, get season tickets, and applaud LeBron James the entire season. How dare you? Do you understand what where the word fan comes from? From fanatics.
Thank you.
People care about their teams. Thank you. And you're telling them what, after game one, to throw the towel in, to not care whether the Lakers win or lose? You sound like a guy who's never bought a ticket. How dare you disrespect the fans and tell them that this is what they should accept and that you don't want to talk about their deficiencies? That's what an analyst does. Deficiencies. Good things, bad things, indifference. You must be crazy if we're going to sit here and accept that we should just wave a flag for LeBron all year and not worry about the final score or whether the Lakers win or lose. You must be crazy. Get off that anchor desk if you're not going to do your job properly. Ooh. J.J. Redick, or at least refund all the season ticket holders of the Lakers their money back.
So you heard what Rob Parker had to say. And my response to that is, he is 100% correct. No lies were told whatsoever. Here's what I'm learning about this business the more and more we do it. What I'm beginning to understand is this. People will respect you if you actually say what you think, even if they disagree with you. Where people will not respect you is when they figure out that you're just really saying, you're just basically covering up for people. You're not really going to call it like it is. A lot of people enjoy the content we produce on this channel. I'll give you guys an example. But there are a lot of people that also disagree with us that still watch our content because they know exactly where I stand on particular things. And they come in here to really, debate, debate some of the points that I'm making, right? But they know exactly what they're getting. They know I'm not up here, flip-flopping about, subject A, subject B, subject C. In the case of J.J. Redick, we've understood already that he's going to defend players. How can you tell an entire fan base that no, you know what, guys? This shouldn't be about winning. What this should be about is about one individual player. So let me ask you, how is that appealing to a prototypical Laker fan?
All right, so let me tap in. J.J. Redick works for ESPN, and most of those cats are scared to say what they really feel, people nowadays act like telling the truth is bad, like it's a crime, like it should be illegal, like it's such a horrific thing to tell the truth. I agree with Rob Parker 100%. agree with Dreamer Pros 100%. JJ Redick, this idea, like, we're supposed to celebrate. Lakers are one of the three worst teams in the NBA, and we're supposed to celebrate that just because? Just because. And, you know, something they said about fan being short for fanatic, that's something I always stress. I promote music for a living. I'm in the music business. I advertise and market and promote music for a living. It's something I always stress. It's fan base, fan base, fan base, fan base. When you're in a consumer business, it's about one thing and one thing only. The fan base, the consumer base. You know, and fans care. Fans don't want to buy season tickets to go to the Lakers to watch them win 5-6 games all season long just so they can celebrate LeBron passing Kareem just because. There's a lot of Laker fans, I would argue, don't want LeBron to pass Kareem. And if we're gonna sit here and LeBron and judge LeBron on is he the greatest or the second greatest? Is he as good as Jordan? All these things count. Like, Jordan never had this awful of a season. I mean, maybe his rookie season, and that's it. You know, Jordan never had this awful. Even when Jordan was 40 years playing for the Wizards, they won more games than this. It was tough, but they won more games than this. And he didn't have Jordan didn't have no Anthony Davis or Russell Westbrook and Pat Bev and all these other cats. Jordan had a young Richard Hamilton and nobody really else. Kwame Brown, who didn't pan out too well. JJ Redick. Let's pump the fucking brakes here, man. This idea we're supposed to celebrate losing. Get the fuck out of here, man. That's crazy and ridiculous. But what do you expect from a player who went to, I got to take my punches to Duke. What do you expect from a player who went to Duke? You know, I'm a Tar Heel fan, and we would never take that stance. Once again, I'm thanking you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.